Halloween is later this week, and Trunk or Treat is Thursday night. Technically, Halloween Eve, I guess, with how things work out. But on the 30th of October, it'll be happening. Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce and a lot of different local partners helping make it all happen and participating in it. And we'll get to hear from the executive director, Corey Christopher. Thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for having me out.
So let's talk about Trunk or Treat in general. What is most important for people to know?
Well, we're excited. Trunk or Treat is coming up Thursday night, October 30th. And it begins at 5 o'clock, runs from 5 until 6:30 on Main Street in Jackson. And we're excited to just be a part of this safe community event for the young people. And it's grown, and this year we're excited because I think we're probably going to be as large as it's ever been. We have at least 36 businesses, entities, social groups, individuals involved this year, and so we're really excited to get it going.
And the full list can, I believe, be found on the Facebook page. It's been shared.
Yep, it's on our Facebook page, and you can certainly go right to the top, Jackson Area Chamber, and you'll be able to see all the information that you'd like to.
There's that, and then some of the information has been shared as well in recent days and weeks about, you know, the participants and where they can be and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It's we set up on Main Street. Setup begins at 3:30, so there is no assigned spots for anybody. We basically start down on Main Street, one block south of Ashley Street, and that would be on the office or the corner of the office of Clean Anderson. And then we will go that block, heading north, cross over to Ashley, go another block, and then the third block there as well. So we're basically stretched from south to north and take up three blocks on Main Street.
And a few dozen participants expected to take part in it, whether they're in downtown proper or maybe even in their own kind of space, I guess.
Absolutely. We're excited. Like I mentioned earlier, we've got 36, 37 or more businesses and individuals, entities that are going to be involved in distributing candy to the young trick-or-treaters. We normally will have about 500 young people that show up, and there's no reason to believe that with the number of participants we have that we might be able to even be higher than that this year. So we're excited.
And this is separate from trick-or-treating. That's going to take place, I'd imagine, on Friday as well, but that's kind of a do-your-own-thing. And luckily, even though there's some fun special events happening during the afternoon, it is on a Friday night, so that helps.
Absolutely, yeah. The Chamber is excited to be a part of Trunk or Treat, and as far as the trick-or-treating in the community, I think that's probably something that's left up to everybody.
It's a great thing and a great time of year, of course. And as we get deeper into the fall and even get into more of the holiday spirit, Holiday Fest is on the approach eventually as well.
Absolutely. It's hard to believe, but we're only basically a month away from Holiday Fest and Thanksgiving and everything that leads us into Christmas. So that is coming quick. One thing I'd like to talk about just very briefly is we are excited to have Sean Johnson back. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience. We had him last year. And the concert was extremely well received. People enjoyed it, and we're excited to say that they are we're having him back, and that will be November 28th, Friday night. It's the day after Thanksgiving, so gather your family and friends after you've had your turkey and come on out to the Performing Arts Center for a phenomenal holiday concert. They really are wonderful entertainers, and I'd encourage anyone who's looking for something to do over the weekend to start your weekend off right, Holiday Fest weekend, and come on out to the concert. It's at the Performing Arts Center again Friday night, the 28th, and that begins at 7 o'clock. We'd like to a concert of that magnitude. It takes a lot of support from our business community, our chamber members, and we'd like to say a big thank you to Fent, Sanford and Jackson, Reed and Brinkman Accounting, Federated Rural Electric, Bank Midwest, Edward Jones, Christy Swenson, and New Fashion Pork for all being sponsors of that event. And again, I'd just like to encourage everybody to come out and really enjoy a fun time of family entertainment.
And that comes up, of course, that Friday after Thanksgiving as part of Holiday Fest weekend. The Candy Cane Lane Tour is what it is this particular year for Sean Johnson up at the JCC Performing Arts Center. But first and foremost, Thursday night. Once again, let's rattle off the most important details about Trunk or Treat.
Okay, Trunk or Treat, Thursday Thursday night, October 30th, from 5 o'clock to 6:30 in downtown Jackson on Main Street. And again, there's over 36 entities that will be there to hand out candy. So we'd like to encourage and invite you all to come to this safe community event. Setup is at 3:30.
Facebook page, the best place to keep tabs?
Absolutely. You can find all our information on this and all our events at Jackson Area Chamber on Facebook.
And so check that out. Thank you very much to Corey Christopher for joining us, the executive director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce, helping along with a lot of others to put on Trunk or Treat on this Friday Eve or Thursday night on October 30th, starting at 5 in downtown Jackson. Thank you out there as well for listening.